Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Labota, freelance journalist and FAST team representative in Southwest Florida, who is today's host.
I am here at the Women in Aviation Conference. It's our 25th annual conference, checking out the scene and talking with people who are attending this year, finding out what they're doing here in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. I have with me Aaron Reckey. Aaron Reckey is a captain with ExpressJet, and I happen to know Aaron going back a long, long way. This is not her first conference. How are you doing today, Aaron?
I'm excellent, Amy. Thank you. This is my 12th conference I calculated earlier today.
That's insane.
I'm starting to feel old.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Were you a pilot the first time you came to the conference?
I was thinking about that. I was a student pilot. I was in training in Florida, and there was a regional conference of women in aviation down here. And
oh, that's right. The regional
Patty
conference
Wagstaff
we did.
Was the speaker. Yeah. And I talked myself into a day off and I drove down here. I didn't know anybody in Florida and I was eyeball deep in airline training. And I just inserted myself into a conversation with you and with Patty, and here I am 12 years later, an airline captain.
But it wasn't as straight a path as that. You actually had, you were a professional before that. Were you a nurse?
I was an auto transfusionist.
Oh my gosh.
I sucked up blood loss during surgeries and spun out healthy red cells and reinfused them. So it decreased the need for blood transfusions from outside blood. And I loved it. The adrenaline was awesome. But I always wanted to fly.
There you go. And you had already started that process.
I had.
And you just discovered women in aviation at that point?
I think the day I decided to sign up for flight lessons, I Googled women pilots or something along those lines. And women in aviation was the first thing that popped up. And so I whipped out my credit card and joined, and the rest is history. It's been an amazing networking opportunity. Some of the best people I know in the world come from this organization.
What do you find that you get out of attending the conferences? I mean, you've been a member, and I get that we've got there's a huge online presence. There's no question mm-hmm. about that. But there's something that draws you to spend the money every year.
There's a lot of juice here. And in years past, there's been maybe a little bit less juice because the hiring situation at airlines was a little bit low. But the last 2 years, people are going gangbusters with hiring. And the whole hiring thing aside, not only is this a great place to come and network for a job, but there's an opportunity to meet people who love aviation in various facets of the industry. Mechanics, women. How often... I don't meet women mechanics very often, and I've worked at an airline for a decade. We just don't have many of them. We don't have a lot of women controllers. We don't have a lot of women dispatchers. So this place is a great opportunity to meet these women who are actually out there. I think there are greater numbers of these people than one would realize until one comes to this conference and goes, holy cow, look at all these women who do cool things in aviation. They're all right here.
That's exactly right. And this year is particularly unique because we've actually overlapped with the Professional Women Controller and Technical Women's Organization conference, which was also going on earlier this week here.
I did not know that until I sat on the bus last night to dinner with a whole bunch of women controllers, and I thought that they were here for this, but they were here for another thing, and they happened to be really excited that this was going on at the same time.
Yeah, there was actually an agreement made that they would go back and forth. And that each organization could look at each other's exhibit hall and things like that. So,
excellent. One of the things I love about Women in Aviation is that it continues to grow in... I can't think of a better term, but it's... I love fungus. I'm from the Northwest. Fungus is not a negative thing to me, but it's like a mushroom that just keeps getting bigger and... it grows in depth and breadth. Every year this conference is bigger and the keynote speakers are more interesting and the attendance is even better. It's a great conference. If you're going to spend time, money, and energy to come to one thing for your career or for your morale, even if you've got a job that you love and you've got lots of great friends, just come and hang out in the vibe.
Yeah, I definitely agree about that. Most definitely.
It's a good vibe here.
Erin, are you one of the people out there looking at the possibilities for hiring in the future?
I am. I got up really early this morning so I could be one of the first in line for a fast pass. Alaska Airlines is going to hire me, and the sooner the better. And I was just here to remind them of that.
Well, that's terrific. Talk a little bit about how this is new this year. How does this FastPass thing work?
Well, last year we had a zillion gentlemen show up, and I think it was a surprise to everybody. And while they're much welcome here, it was a surprise because we were hoping to talk to recruiters, and then 6,000 guys showed up with their suits and resumes, and it was a bit of a chaos situation to talk with. Mainly the major airline recruiters. So they learned from that, which I appreciate about women in aviation, and they implemented an opportunity to create a 15-minute slot time with the recruiters of the companies of your choice. So it was a first-come, first-served basis, and each airline had a certain number of slot times available, fast passes. And some of us were here starting at midnight last night. To
oh,
get our
fast
passes.
Insane.
It was. The woman
did
in front of me.
Sleep in line?
I did not. I happened to just bumbling get lucky because I didn't know how long it would take to get me here in the car. And I walked in the door at 7 and I was number 3 in line for my company.
Oh, that was excellent.
Some of the other companies already had hundreds in line by then.
Yeah.
So these guys, I think they brought lawn chairs, they brought coolers. It was like a party atmosphere at 7 o'clock this morning.
So it was like the ticket box outside of the Red Sox Stadium for spring training.
Yes, it was. Or, yes, that's exactly like what it was. And everybody was in a great mood, and everybody was happy to help out and
good.
Share donuts and coffee. And
excellent. So it was a really positive vibe to it.
Yep.
Okay.
So then when we got into the conference hall, we each had our 15-minute slot time. The recruiters were expecting us, and they pulled us out of line and said, those of you with a 115 pass, come talk with us. So my wait was maybe only 5 minutes long as opposed to 5 hours last year.
That is terrific.
It was perfect.
That's really, really terrific. So we're glad to hear that that's working well.
It is. It's for me, it worked great.
And what's the buzz in the exhibit hall like this year?
It feels really good this year. It's electric to be in there. Everybody is really happy about the prospect of new jobs and careers of their dreams. And I personally like new pens. So I... I love this conference because I get all sorts of cool pens.
Okay, that sounds great. Erin Reike, thank you for taking the time to talk with us at Florida Aviation Network. Good luck with everything.
Appreciate it.
We look forward to seeing you in the cockpit of something bigger and better soon.
Look for me soon, and I'll be back here next year in the meantime.
Terrific. Thanks.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network. An effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.